And for the 21st time, it's the Bada Bing Diddy bringing us into another episode of Streamers with a Purpose. I am one of your hosts, Raging Buckeye, alongside me, my two co-hosts, TMNT underscore Sternzy. Yep. Oh, you cut off. I think your mic compressed you there.
Cowabunga, baby.
And the one, in the, the one and the only Browns Arcade, we know him as BA.
All one
Hello,
thing.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, all one thing. It's all one thing.
Well, I gotta tell people because somebody might think there's a space in there.
You never know. Gentlemen, it's been a few weeks since we've been live, but we are not, I guess we're not live, but since we've done a recording for a podcast, and here we are, we're here. Gentlemen, last couple weeks, how's everybody been? Let's start with you, BA.
I've been doing all right. Haven't had any luck finding me a job yet, but in time it will happen. I know that since they wouldn't hire me on the place that I think he's my brother-in-law. I don't know exactly
yes.
who he is to me. But since they wouldn't hire me on for his work, he was like, I'm not doing a whole hour, 2 hour drive out there every single time by myself. So he ended up switching himself some jobs, and actually somebody called him. So
yeah,
that's pretty nice.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I know that's not about me, but you know, still part of my life, I suppose. But yeah, other than just still looking for a job, everything's been pretty chill. Watching the kids grow up and hanging out with them, it's been pretty fun.
Uncle BA.
Uncle BA. Trying to do my best.
Sternzy, how you been, bud?
Oh, dude, I've had a loaded couple of weeks. BA, were you all done? Was that your 2 weeks?
Yeah, just kind of hanging out, looking for a job. I mean, nothing too exciting for me.
Okay, well, I guess I can fill a time slot or two. All right, so last weekend, the whole reason why we didn't do an episode was because I forgot to mention that I had to be somewhere during a regular recorded time, and just kind of all fell apart after that. But I went to a conference for work, met a lot of really cool people that I haven't met before, learned a lot of really cool stuff about how to market yourself and how to, you know, be a business owner, see the bigger picture. And dude, I'm fucking inspired, bro. Like I can't wait to get my ass out of the field and into some fun times.
Isn't that what how that commercial goes, where they're like inspired? I can't remember I have to do research on that.
I was definitely inspired, still am.
I'll have to catch that sponsorship ship later.
But yeah, no, I did that last weekend. This weekend, this week was kind of rough for the family. Everybody's kind of sick of me spending so much time away from them. And so that's what I did yesterday. Kind of just bonded with family. My sister-in-law showed up out of nowhere. And so we've been spending the last couple of days with her. I got to be, you know, the cool uncle, which is fun. And hey, I don't get to do that all that often.
Everybody's an uncle.
Yep.
That's always fun.
Yeah, no, it was really cool to see my sister-in-law and my nephew and my niece and my nephews and my niece. But other than that, I haven't done much streaming. Haven't really been able to have the time. I did a little bit during the week a couple weeks ago, but it was between learning and prepping for this this conference and kind of just trying to plug away at work and spend time with the family. My time schedule is kind of, there's not enough hours in the day. There's never enough hours in the day.
Amen to that.
Like I would get home from work and it's like, yeah, I can go stream. I'm going to go stream. And then I sit in bed for a minute and it's like, you know what? Sleep after I've gone through all my paperwork. So
he sleeps good.
Yes. No, I definitely need my sleep. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've been pretty happy to get me some sleep the last couple of days. Not been up all night. Which is why I'm up early and sounding awake this morning.
I was going to say, you sounded very awake this morning when I popped into the VC.
All bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah.
A lot of people are used to me going, hi, I'm BA, yeah, I'm here.
All one thing.
You guys got to pick on me for that for a while, aren't you?
No, it's not picking on, dude. Absolutely not picking on you. I love the all one thing. I miss the all one thing when you don't say it.
And that's all separate things.
Valid. But yeah, that kind of wraps up my couple of weeks. I've just been really busy at work and trying to spend as much time with the family as I can and trying to make money. Other than that, it's kind of been easy. I'm sick of it being easy.
I mean, we can make it hard.
Oh, I'm gonna make it hard.
That's exactly what she said. But boy, I was waiting on that one.
Where is it, Buck? Where's the thing?
There it is. But it's
But yeah. So, how about you, Buck? What are your last 2 weeks consisted of?
Last weekend I was like the one time frame that I had set up was for our general or our normal one, and Cernzy was busy that day, and I was just really busy last weekend spending some time with some family. I kind of did the same thing last Saturday and last Sunday. last couple weeks, let's see, getting back into watching racing. I'm a huge racing fan. I love NASCAR, so.
Daytona 500 got postponed.
Yeah, it did. But it was great to watch that race. I watched it on a Monday. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I think over the course of the race, I had like 10 beers and then I shotgunned an 11th.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
I was still a little intoxicated when I woke up for work the next morning, but
I thought I could hear something from down here.
Are you sure you weren't doing a drunk stream?
Yeah, nope, that wasn't it. It's just been really nice. I mean, when racing season's back, it really helps me, especially on my Sundays. You know, it gives me something to look forward to through the week. Helps me get through the week a little bit better. It's just, I mean, it's something I've been doing since I was literally like 8 years old. You know, I just, you know, just wake up, you know, every day of the week and like, you know what, it's almost race day. Race day comes. All right, time to sit down and watch the race. And a lot of people don't like it. That's fine. It's not for everybody. But it's been nice to have that back. Kind of like a comfort thing for me almost, I guess. Been doing some streaming. Streams I've been doing okay. Been a lot of fun. I've been doing some more networking. Met some really cool people. You know, the other day, actually, I'll share a quick story. I think you guys would appreciate this as well. It was like last week or 2 weeks ago. So one of my friends who's been in ours, he was in HM. I brought him into HM and then he's come over to Safe Space since that fell apart. But he came over to Safe Space and he's been a friend since like high school, middle school. And I hope to have him as a guest on the podcast sometime. He's a really cool guy. No, that's my brother. Steezy is, I think he goes by S3B or WB Plays or something like that. Anyways, it really cool guy. His girlfriend, or second half. I think they're still boyfriend and girlfriend. Anyways, her name's Cass and she's been, she is
Cass is a blast.
She's created a Discord and she's been really nestling in the community a lot. And I didn't know this because I went out to lunch with them last week. That was one of the things I was doing on Saturday, and we got to talk and stuff. And he was telling me that she's like it's made her super happy to have. And find a a community like the Safe Space to be able to open up and play with friends, play games online with friends and stuff. And it also helped her get to streaming. So now she streams as well.
Hell yes!
Yeah, she streamed for the first time last week. And I think it was last Thursday. Because I told her, I was like, she was in my chat. She's like, oh, I'm thinking about streaming. I was like, I'll tell you what, you stream and I'll play a couple games of Fortnite with you. That's a trade-off.
And is that why you played Fortnite the other day?
Yeah, that's exactly the reason why. So
hell yeah, dude. I was wondering why hell froze over. It's because something amazing happened.
Yeah, so she started streaming for the first time, and I raided into her. Then I was playing Fortnite with her. Played a couple games of Fortnite, and that was and then we wound up streaming the next day too. Actually, it was Wednesday, last Wednesday. And then Thursday we streamed Baldur's Gate 3, which was fun. So, and now we're going to make that a weekly thing. She said she wants to stream it and play Baldur's Gate every week, or at least once a week. And I said, yeah, we'll do that.
That's fucking awesome, dude. No, it really is. But, like, that's epic.
Yeah. I think the best part was that she said it too, but it was when, like, she said, she's told me a couple different times, and Steezy has as well, that, like, this whole community has really brought her out of that shell. And she has made so many friends because of the Safe Space. And that, at the end of the day, is the greatest feeling I think that I could ever ask for. Just knowing that somebody has found comfort and it's just
in
awesome.
Safe Space?
Yeah. It just makes me super happy. It gives me cold chills right now just thinking about it. So, but yeah, no. Cass is a straight vibe. She is so fun. She's hilarious. If you guys haven't got to check her out on Twitch. It's KASID. Let's see, make sure I spelled that right. KASIDII. So yeah, she's a cool person.
Cass is awesome. I got to play with Cass a couple of times too.
Yeah. That was another thing. I actually streamed Fortnite too a couple Fridays ago. Yeah, just I that's just a game that it's like, if somebody were to ask me, hey, you want to play Fortnite? It's likely going to be a no. But like, if I do want to play it, I'll let you know. Like, but until then, you're probably going to get a no. It's just not my game.
You have to make sure you twist his arm on it.
I thought it was a massive mistake. I thought you had your stream title messed up. I was going to come in and tell you, and you're like, no, we're playing Fortnite. I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah, because it started because like so 3 weeks ago when I was doing a bunch of Lethal Company, I was Lethal Company.
Yeah.
It's an undecided choice.
I played Lethal Company at in the evening hours at 8 o'clock with Hinges and HR and who else? A Mommy was there. I thought there was somebody else that was there, but maybe not. And at the end of that, I said, you know what? Since HR played, you know, since we all played Lethal Company, let's play Fortnite next week. Like, okay, well, we'll see if we get steady in on it. Yeah, so we all played Fortnite. My allergies were acting up at the end, so I had to cut my stream off earlier than I wanted to, but it was still fun, still a good time. And, it's been a fun 2 weeks. I've kind of ventured out into playing a game that's typically not me, and yeah, just taking it day by day, I guess. That's been kind of the thing. I can't think of anything else. Oh, I am gonna be upgrading my PC soon, so
hey, with what?
Oh, massive upgrades. I'm basically building a computer at this point. I'm gonna be getting a new case, new CPU, new CPU cooler, new motherboard.
Whoa, what's your layout?
Okay, so
he wants to hear the deets.
So I don't know what specifics are. Actually, I do know some of the specifics. Okay, so the case is going to be in a height HYTE Y60 case.
I'm gonna look some of this stuff up.
And I gotta say, I gotta say the reason why I'm doing this is because of this case, because when I laid eyes on this case, I fell in love with it. And I said, that is my goal. That right there is
you
the
said the
goal
Y60?
Yeah. That is the goal
you know
I have.
You're going to have to put up pictures.
Oh,
now.
It's one of those.
Yeah. Here, I'll post it in there. So way you can see it, BA. It is a when I laid eyes on that case, I'm like, I really, really, really love this.
Dude, Linus and all of them from LTT, they've used this case like 4 different times to build PCs.
Oh, really?
It's a pretty good it's a pretty good case.
Yeah, it seems like it's very spacious, and that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
You got plenty of space for a rad. The power supply is like hidden in the back bottom, and like the IO is really easy. It's a really nice case. It's a really nice case.
Yeah, it looks kind of similar to the setup that I have, to be quite honest with you.
It almost looks like a fish tank. That's what I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely looks like a fish tank. Yeah, absolutely.
but anyway, so the new CPU I'm getting, it's going to be an Intel Core i7 13700. So I can get rid of my 10th gen.
You didn't want to go Ryzen with it?
No. I like Intel. I do like Intel stuff.
So did you have like a 5 before or 3? What'd you have before?
Well, the one I have now is, it is an i7, but it's a 10.
So just a newer version of the same thing.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. And it also has integrated graphics, which I think is going to help too. It's got more cores. And it's just going to be better overall. It'll help take some of the load off my GPU. And then
the 3D V-cache kind of helps too.
Yeah, yeah. The motherboard, I haven't decided on a motherboard yet. I'll decide when I'm getting ready to make the purchase.
Motherboard's kind of like what can my CPU handle?
I do know. well, I do know that the DDR5 RAM is what I'm going with. So
are you going with 2 or 4?
2, because they're really DDR5 RAM is expensive, and DDR5 RAM comes with 16. There are 16 sticks. They don't go by 8s. They go by 16s, or 16s or 32s, I think. So you get 2 16s. So I'll have 32 gigs of RAM. And I'm gonna keep my video card I have now. I got a 3060. I'm gonna pull it out of my current PC. I'm going to pull my power supply, which is a 750 watt. I'm going to pull that out of my PC because I just got those. And I'm obviously going to pull the storage and the Windows key off of it. So.
Okay. Not too bad.
Yeah.
And I'll slide everything over. And hopefully everything that I have, all the extra components I have, will be RGB. So that way I can actually use the case for what I actually want to use it for.
And what about a RAD? Do you have a RAD in your old PC? Radiator you can swap over?
No. Even if I did, the reason why I'm doing this is because I have an Alienware. And Alien, if those who don't know, Alienware and Dell, they're very like it's like owning an Apple product. I mean it really is. Like you can only buy what fits in that case. And this case is the Alienware Aurora R11 is it's a smaller it's not a smaller case because it's actually the average size of a computer, but you just can't put any more. Like the biggest graphics card I could put on there is a 3090. I couldn't go higher than that. So, this computer that I have, I'm going to sell it. I think I have somebody who's going to potentially buy it. And I'm only going to sell for $500. I mean, it's going to come with the 32 gigs of RAM that I have in there now, the motherboard, the CPU. I mean, literally all you're going to need is just a graphics card, power supply, and your own storage.
Why not just turn it into a server?
Well,
you could totally do that.
Mainly because of cost. That would be the only thing.
It's helping to pay for the new computer.
Yeah,
I see.
There you go. That's it. Because all this is going to cost me right around $900. Thank you, taxes.
Yay.
but, you know, it's... It's just something that I am ready to do. and I want to allow for more long-term growth for my PC as time goes on.
Be able to expand and evolve, and this case will give you that, along with are you sure you're not gonna just take the motherboard you have? Can your motherboard handle the new CPU?
So the motherboard I have right now, it does not.
It doesn't support it.
Yeah, because it's got its own INO. That is like, actually, it has. I can't remember what it is with the Aurora motherboards, because I watched a guy who actually put it in a case, and he said it was the most difficult thing, and it's damn near impossible, and you really risk breaking the motherboard because of the way the motherboard is.
Sound fun.
Yeah, I mean the whole video, this dude's hilarious. I'll have to like find it and send the link. But yeah, like he put this whole Alienware Aurora R11, same exact motherboard I have. I'm just like, no, I just want to get a whole new, because I said, if I get a new case, I'm getting a new CPU, I'm getting a new motherboard, and I think I'm just going to try to do it all to like DDR5 and just kind of get it future proof, I guess. I think that's what I'm looking for.
Jump too far ahead in the future, okay?
I'm going to try not to. I mean, I'm still going to have a 3060, so I'm like still going to be like a whole thing behind on the GPU, but
I mean, your motherboard's not really outdated.
No, it's not. That's why I said, I mean, this PC that I'm selling, I mean, it's going to have like, this is going to be a still, I mean, you could slap a 3080 in this thing and like I said, another power supply, another storage right there, you're probably spending another like $500. So for like $1,000, like somebody could have themselves a really, really nice PC. And it's these sticks of RAM that I got in there are still they're still fairly new. They might be just a little over a year old, but
I mean, it doesn't sound like any of your components are really super aged. I mean, I'm sure mine are a lot older than anything that you have in your computer, but
yeah, the person I'm going to sell to is B Down. So, So he said he's been wanting to get into the PC world, and I was like, well, because he's wanting to look for like a combo that's like under $1,000. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be really hard. Either that, or you're going to run into a scam looking for something that cheap.
You kind of got to build one yourself.
So I told him, because he's wanting one with a monitor and everything. I'm like, you're not going to find one under $1,000. I was like, however.
You can build your own for under $1,000. Linus does it all the time. Actually, Linus, Jace, 2 cents. Those are like, if you guys want like some PC building advice, absolutely start checking out like LTT and Jace 2 cents. They go into a lot of like modern, like the motherboard comparisons and like everything down to power, everything, including your power supply. They break everything down. They show you like why the rating matters. And if you don't know much about PC, this is exactly where I would send you.
Yeah. This guy that I actually messaged you guys the link, his channel is called Gamer Heaven. The dude's also very comical. He's a funny fucking dude. He makes subtle one-liner jokes and doesn't even crack a smile half the time. It's so funny. But yeah, he did the case swap for the Alienware Aurora R11, and it's just because of Alienware not having like having such strict PC. Like I was like, it's so difficult. I mean, and like the INO on this thing, you can't take the plate off, because the plate doesn't belong to the motherboard. It actually belongs to the case, which is really weird.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Because he had to saw that off in order to transfer the INO things. Wow. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, and this computer that I have now too, it also has two USB-Cs. It has like, I think 12, 14. I think that's 14 total USB ports. So,
wow, on the case.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, the case and combined between the case and the motherboard.
You're still gonna find that USB extender, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna be missing. That's one thing I'm gonna miss out on, because I'm not gonna pay fucking $400 for a motherboard. But that's one thing I'm definitely gonna miss out on is the all those USB ports. Yep. But yeah, so I mean, you know, I feel like it's gonna be a really, really good purchase. I can't wait to actually get it going. We're gonna my buddy, my coworker and I, we're gonna he said he's gonna help me. He's really smart on computers. He's actually practically built, he did the same thing to his computer like last year, and we're gonna get the parts from Micro Center and travel up to Columbus and get them and come back and build it.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's the idea.
Sounds good.
So what else, anything else? Yesterday or Saturday I did some iRacing, got myself out of rookie license. So
hey,
nice.
Yeah, so that's
did the cool practice from truck sim help you at all?
I don't know what it was, but typically I get nervous when I race on sim racing because it's literally like the way I explain sim racing is it's not a video game per se because it's pretty fucking realistic. Like there's no assist. You could turn on a very few, I guess, but I mean you're racing against real people, and these cars are the physics are pretty damn close to realistic. But I get nervous every time and I don't know what it was. It could have been from American Truck Simulator, but when I sat down and I went into my first race and I went into doing some practice laps, dude, I had some kind of swagger and I was just like sending that car into the fucking turns, just flying around, burning the rubber on my tires. And I'm just like, damn, I don't know what's gotten into me, but I got some confidence right now.
Well, you know, I figured with your brakes still being set to racing, where you just tap it and you stopped on a dime.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, yeah, because I have to I need to remember to readjust that when I switch between American Truck Sim and iRacing, because if I don't change that and I go on from iRacing to American Truck Sim like I did Friday, dude, I push my brakes and I'm like, my truck's just like wheel hopping.
I figured that's where the nervousness came from. You know, do I have all my settings right this time?
I still need to go back and clip that where I flipped my truck. That was, oh my God, that was fun. Anyways, yeah, that's been my 2 weeks. Just a lot of setting up for the future, I guess. It's been my thing.
No Uncle Buck this time?
No. Did I mention that last time? I don't know how long it's been since my sister came back into the. Came back to town.
I don't think I've heard you mention it. I just, you know, since me and Stearns are both uncles, I just kind of put that assumption in there.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's been since she first came back, but my sister moved back to the area under some unfortunate circumstances. And she, I got to see my nephew for the first time in like 2 years.
You talked about that. Oh, he's got that cute little accent.
Yeah,
that's spicy.
Yeah, see, I thought I remember him talking about. I haven't seen him in a couple weeks because I've just been so busy. She's wanted to drop them off and let them stay with me, and I was like, I haven't had time. Like especially last weekend, I did not have any time to do anything. But hopefully, maybe next weekend I can try to set something up to see them and visit them. But yeah, no Uncle Buck story like Uncle BA and Uncle Sternsy.
It's okay. We'll have plenty of them to come.
Amen to that. Yeah. So, you know, the one thing, one other thing I wanted to bring up to talk about real quick. In these last couple of weeks, there's been so much with surrounding like the Xbox stuff, and I don't know how much you guys have paid attention to it, but at one point it was like rumors that they were gonna stop making consoles and this and that, and then it went to no, we're not. Phil Spencer even allegedly had a meeting with a Microsoft employee. They everything's okay, and then they announced Diablo 4 is coming to Game Pass, and then they announced that some of their exclusives are going to not be so exclusive. Games like Sea of Thieves is now going to PS5. Grounded is now going on the Switch. And there was a couple more. I can't remember what they were, but
Can you imagine the problems that Grounded is going to have on the Switch?
Well, See, yeah, that was the thing, because I was like, I watched the Nintendo Switch Direct that they had, and that was the first game they announced, and you could definitely tell they've had to tone back the graphics a ton.
Super potato settings.
Yeah, ports have been hit or miss, and majority of them are miss on the Switch because of the Switch's limitations, but I mean, you know, if it's done right, I think Grounded could be a great game to have on the Switch. I'm not going to buy for the Switch because I have it on PC and my Xbox. And I've already beat the game, like, well, essentially. I just don't want to, you know, buy it on the Switch and, you know, have to play it.
Have it for the Switch.
Yeah. But then
you'll be able to play it wherever you go, Buck.
This is true. Sternsy, don't sell me on this.
I'm not trying to.
Sternsy's a salesman, is what we're gonna call him.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, because I was like, wait, that does sound kind of appealing.
No, don't do it.
But no, and then Sea of Thieves coming to PS5 was it's kind of cool. I mean, I like more players.
I like the fact that when you sent the article, like, I was reading through the article, and the article, like, sounded malicious.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it just had this undertone of, oh my god, the world's gonna end. I'm like, so what? Everybody gets to play the game now. What does that matter?
Well, the whole point is like, everybody is like this console wars thing that keeps coming up. And I'm like, can't we all just play a game that we actually, can we just play whatever preferred system we play on, just move on from there? Like,
Do we have to have a console war even? Like,
yeah,
I understand franchises pick their brands, they get contracts, that whole thing. I understand that. But like, why can't I play Sonic on my PlayStation or my Xbox, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, the whole console wars thing is just, even if you break down the systems, like, even if you look at, like, aside from the Switch, we're going to set the Switch aside. I consider the Switch more of like a handheld.
Yeah.
But like the Xbox and the PlayStation, their specs are so freaking similar. It's not even funny.
Yeah. I think the only thing that I would say, I would say the PlayStation's controller is far better than the Xbox controller, but I mean,
but even that, like, console specs, yeah, they're the same. Yeah, you can buy third-party controllers that, like, you have an Xbox-shaped PlayStation controller. Like, I used to do that because I used to play Xbox. So when I would sit and play PlayStation, when I did that transfer, I was so not used to the controller, my hands actually hurt after, like, an hour of playing. So I had to go out and buy, like, a Mad Cat controller that was a PlayStation controller shaped like an Xbox controller.
Yeah, Mad Cats. Sounds nuts. I remember Mad Cats way back.
Yeah,
in the
day. Back in the day, baby. go for it.
No, I was gonna say, I brought up something too the other day to somebody. I think it was A Mommy TTV. I think we were talking about something while we were playing on stream. Game Shark.
Oh.
And she's like, she's like, "What the hell is a Game Shark?" I'm like, "What? What? Did you really just say that?" Like, you don't know what a Game Shark is? Like, I think anybody that gamed in the, you know, 90s kids, especially, I mean, even
Buck got a taste of feeling old for a second.
I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Like, I mean, every conversation I have with you guys about my childhood, you're like, what? I don't remember that.
Yeah. No.
Well, to be fair, Sternsy, I don't remember a lot of things.
Valid.
But yeah, no, we were talking about the Game Shark, and I'm like, oh my god. Like, yeah, the Game Shark was like, basically a database of cheat codes that you could pop into your Nintendo 60. Well, the one I had was, you pop into your Nintendo 64, then you put the game cartridge on top of that. You had like a little tower of games sticking out of your console, and you're like, all right, I'm set up. I got my cheat codes now. I want the golden gun on GoldenEye.
I remember having a tower getting cheat codes for Sonic and Knuckles.
Oh my gosh.
Because you could do the Sonic and Knuckles had a spot on top for one of the Sonic games, and then you put that on top of the Game Shark.
I remember like the invisible Nintendo 64s. They're like the transparent ones. And my brother and I, we had the like darker green one. And my brother, I remember he threw a fit one time when we were at one of our local flea markets, and somebody had like the old blue transparent controller, and he threw a fit one time. And my mom and my dad's like, "All right, you're not getting it." I'm like, "Well, Dad, can I have it?" He's like, "Yes, you've been good. You can get it." He got me it, and my brother's like, "Oh, I want to use it." I'm like, "Nah,
it's mine."
I was a good kid. You get the plain ass gray one.
Yeah, Pat liked purple. Pat had a purple one that was epic back when we were kids.
It just felt, yeah, you felt like you were like the cool kid. But yeah, no, I think these kind of jumping back, I think the whole console war stuff is, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, the further we go on, because it seems like Xbox is really trying to get more players united, almost, you know.
And they're trying to bridge that gap.
Yeah, and I think another part of this gap that kind of goes into this little realm here is the developers too with these games, like this, like crossplay has to be a thing. If you got a game that goes on multiple consoles, you should include crossplay right from the get-go.
Valid.
There's like one game I think of right now that could really pop off from sales, even more if it went crossplay, is Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, I was gonna say Power World.
Yeah, or Power World. Yeah, Power World too. Yeah, Power World's another one.
I think that's kind of why it's dropped so drastically after it's like, after its glory fell off, was because everybody's waiting for that crossplay, because everybody's sick of making new bases for like going over to play on Xbox and going over to play on Steam.
Because the one game that I figured that was like Texas Chainsaw, like that game was crossplay, then they shut down crossplay for like 2-3 months because they were trying to, because they had PC players that were hacking and cheating, and then they had to implement these cheat systems, anti-cheat systems to help, and it took forever for it to get on PC. And so they kept all lobbies individually, like, you know, console could crossplay, but they couldn't crossplay with PC. And there's a lot of people that I've talked to, even like jumped in on their streams and stuff, and they said, "Yeah, I stopped playing that because of that, you know, because I couldn't play with my console friends," which was so stupid. And I'm like, yeah, like I stopped playing it for like the longest time, for like a month and a half, because I couldn't play with console people. But now they've re-implemented it back, and it's you know, everybody's like, "Oh, hey, cool, yeah, awesome," you know.
I mean, it just really opens the game up to view by more people, and you make a lot more sales from it that way. Just making it where it's not exclusive, because as soon as you make it exclusive to just one thing, now you're very limiting on how many people even see or even play your game.
Yeah, and it's kind of like Sternsy said with Power World, like, you know, you can have one thing going on one of your consoles, or, you know, on Xbox or whatever, and you go to jump over on PC or Steam or whatever, and you're like, "Oh, well, I don't have my base and stuff. I got to start all over. I can't carry my progression over.
I got really good at getting to level 20.
Yeah. I mean, that's just like with Deep Rock. Deep Rock isn't cross-platform, but it's on multiple platforms. You know, you have it on the Xbox, you have it on PC, but they're not cross-play. It's like, well, I don't want to start all over.
Did you see the, speaking of Deep Rock, did you see the new Deep Rock, what is it, Bullet Hell game?
Yeah, it's like a roguelite or whatever.
Yeah, it's like Vampire Survivor, just Deep Rock.
Yeah, I heard about that. I haven't looked too much into it, but it did seem interesting.
It looks like a lot of fun, honestly. I was thinking about picking it up.
I two games that I've played on Game Pass that's prompted me to buy them on another platform, or aka Steam, is one was Power World, because I wanted the dedicated servers. And two, just this week I bought, or last week I bought Hell Let Loose. Because I mean, that's mainly because I've seen people on like Reddit and stuff say, like, if you play Hell Let Loose on PC, the community is far more forgiving and more welcoming to new players. And And for those who don't know what Hell Let Loose is, it's like a military, or it's a World War II shooter, and it's not like your typical shooter. Like, it's a very methodical, like, you really be really methodical when you're playing it. But like, I mean, they have dedicated servers for that game. I mean, it's just, and I really want to get into it, but the thing I'm trying to get over is, and I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and I don't know why. I don't know why I'm like this now, because now it's, but I get so nervous going into in-game chat. I think it's just because, like, I know my tone, and I know if somebody pisses me off, I'm liable to say something.
You know, that, no in-game for Buck. No in-game.
Yeah. I mean, that might be a thing. But I think it's also just a little bit of, like, anxiety, you know? And I don't know where that even started, because I used to do that on I used to play Modern Warfare 2 with in-game chat all the time. But yeah, no. But yeah, those are the two games that Game Pass is, I've bought on others. But otherwise, other than that, I don't really... because... What made me think of this was when BA mentioned Deep Rock, and I'm like, yeah, I was like, Deep Rock's a game that I have it on Game Pass, but it's not a game that I want to buy on Steam because I have it on Game Pass.
Exactly.
But it's a game that I want to play with BA. Like, I've seen Sternsy play it, and I'm just like, man, I really, really want to play this. Like, this game looks semi-fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's just, they lose out on a lot when you limit it.
Yep, you do.
Why I really wish that most games that come out would put it, you know, most of them should have multiplayer unless it's like designated single. They really need to have cross-platform, you know, where you can play on any console. That way, you know, you're not limiting how many people can play it, because most people have different consoles. Like, many of us have Steam or Xbox or PlayStation. Like, those three are just kind of like a package deal at this point. So if you're going to come out with a game, just release it as much as possible. I mean, it just makes more sense.
Well, then there's another game that already has so many players that has not jumped over to the other console of Xbox, but it's on PC, it's on PlayStation. And it's apparently got a really, really stout player base already, is Helldivers.
Everybody's been playing Helldivers.
Like, I've heard
that the servers have been really hard to get on.
Yeah,
some people actually that try to get on just are basically like, well, I can't get on today, I'll try again tomorrow, because the server's been so crammed full.
Apparently, the developers, Arrowhead Game Studios or something like that, they said that they were expanding the servers to like 700,000. Because they were expecting that to happen this weekend with more another influx of players. And yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
I think from what my friend told me, I think he said that Helldivers 1 had like less than 10,000 players. And then this one had like hundreds of thousands. And they weren't expecting that kind of dive into it.
Yeah, I see what crazy. You did there. Pun intended.
Dive
puns are always intended.
Got him. Wait, I mean, I didn't catch that, I guess. So I
look, I make jokes without realizing I'm making jokes.
I have the game like on my radar. I don't know if I want to pull the plug on it or pull the trigger on it, because it's
another one.
yeah.
Sorry, guys.
You're fine.
Well, I said pull the plug, and pulling the plug would mean that I know I don't want it. Pull the trigger. I want to. Bang. I got it. You know, whatever. Anyways, it's a game that I would love to try to check out. I think this would be one of those games.
You know, I can definitely let you know on it, because BBG, we've had him on the podcast before.
Shout out.
He is actually thinking of getting me the game on the first.
Hell yeah.
Yay.
So that way me and him can play it with another friend that already has it. So it should be pretty fun. I'm not sure. I don't know if I'll stream it or not, since it's going to be with a person who's not going to be on, and it might just be a more casual thing first playthrough. But I probably will stream it at some point.
It is funny.
Since everybody's getting traction on it.
It is funny. On another side note, I'm saying, you look at the screenshots on Steam. It says screenshots captured on PS5. Anyways,
I will say that it sounds, from what I've heard and seen, is that it's a very patriotic game.
All
America.
I've heard the same.
I've noticed the same.
It seems like a very intriguing game, but I don't know. I'd have to watch more video on it. And plus I got so many fucking games. I literally just jumped back into playing Valheim again. The other day I was playing with Silent Monkey. Actually, it was right before we started recording the podcast. And that game in itself is an addiction. Like, I get so wrapped up into that game. There's so much to do. Like, I think Power World has a lot, but then I go play Valheim and I'm like, Jesus Christ. There's so much to do. So much to do.
More optimized.
What'd you say?
I said I wish Power World was more optimized.
Yeah, I noticed that when I think that's a part of my issue too, with playing Power World now. I know when Sternsy and I were playing, I had to drop the settings down because we had so many pals running around, and I was getting 38 frames, 40 frames per second. I'm like, oh my God, this is disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, typically when I host with me and BBG, I have to reset the server every now and then. Because he'll start getting a few lag spikes, and when we first start, everything's running fine. It just takes a while to load in all the pals and stuff. But once you start playing, everything starts slowing down little bit by little bit, and you start to really feel it.
Yeah,
you get lagged so hard that you can't even start turning anymore. And when you go back and forth between different outposts or different landmarks, it takes so long to load sometimes.
God, it is.
And typically when I open and close the game, I don't have usually too long of a wait when I first initially start it. But if I've been playing for several hours, it takes sometimes 10 minutes to close out of the game.
Shoo.
And I'm like, wow. Bruh.
I don't think I've had that problem.
I don't usually have to worry about this, but it's taking so long. So after an hour or two, I typically just go, okay, I'm getting a few stutters. Let me just go ahead and shut this down and refire it back up. And it's kind of annoying to have to do that. But that's why I wish, that they would optimize it and start getting a lot of things fixed and patched up. So that way it's, a little bit more playable.
I think it's coming. You just got to give
it
time.
Yeah, I mean,
it's still early access. I fully expect it to have a bunch of issues and stuff like that. Any game that's new is going to have its problems.
I think I said this when we talked about Power World those last couple episodes. It's obviously in early access, but even the performance issues, a lot of that is overshadowed by just how good and how in-depth the game is right off the bat. That's where I really, really love and respect that aspect of Power World.
Same.
Yeah, it's but I really noticed it when Stearns and I, once we got our base going, and my brother was in there for a little bit, performance just tanked, and I'm like, oh, pain. So.
I find the game very fun and enjoyable. I've already put 150 hours into the thing.
That's insane. I don't even know how much I have into it. I'm probably sitting at 30, maybe, if that.
Bro, Mrs. Sternsy has been stomping it on that game.
Oh, wow. No, I'm 21.7 hours.
I can't even tell you because my number is not going to be accurate.
Yeah, you were logged in on it all week.
Well, yeah, that, and actually it was Mrs. Sternsy that played it last.
That's true.
So she left it logged on all week. But yeah.
It says BA's played 49.2 hours recently. Sternsy, you've played 159.2 hours recently.
152.9.
Oh, man, he's got me beat. I got to go on and play some now.
But no, it's a fun game. I did do something pretty cool too. I just now thought of this because I was playing. I started playing Enshrouded, and me and a friend of mine who actually got me into Valheim, him and I started playing Enshrouded. And here's the funny thing. So FC, Chicky. Vatchik plays games. We've talked about her several times. Love to get her on the podcast. She popped into my stream. And she's like, you know, I finally got to catch one of your streams finally. I'm like, yeah, no, it's great to have you in. And then she was hanging around a little bit. Then she, you know, talked about it. She asked if she could join. I was like, yeah, I don't care. So she joined in. And I think whenever me and my buddy play in Shrouded, she's also going to join. We're going to have like a little 3-person server going. So that was also fun too.
Yeah. Enshrouded.
Yeah, Enshrouded, yeah. That game
Shrouded looks beasty.
Yeah,
looks pretty fun.
That really scratches the Valheim itch. If you're a Valheim player and you're still waiting on their next big update, which might be, you know, when we're all silver, when we're all silver haired and flying cars are a thing, and you know, and they become self driving and whatever else, and robots are taking over the world. That's probably when it'll come out. But if you're still waiting for that next update, get Enshrouded. It'll scratch that itch. It is such a great game.
You know, you bring up a whole flying car thing, and somebody kind of told me that flying cars technically already exist.
I'll talk about like the Jetsons.
They were kind of saying that technically airplanes are just a form of flying car. I was like, I mean, I could see it. It's a lot more complex, and it's not like tiny, but you know,
it does have wheels,
I guess so.
And it does fly.
Yeah, it does. It does have an engine. It does brake. Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like,
yeah,
I get your point, I guess.
Okay. Well, then a day that we'll see driving planes.
Okay. I'll go with it.
I mean, right. if we're going to have a plane on the ground, we're going to need a bigger highway buck.
Beep, beep. Wide load.
Very wide load.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all I have. I just wanted to bring up the whole console things. It's been a very big topic in the gaming world. And the fact that that was announced and we've seen some exclusives not become exclusive anymore. And I think player count's going to go up. I think it's going to be good for the games. And I think it's going to be
good for everything.
Yeah.
Anytime a game stops being exclusive, I'm like, yes.
Yeah. And I think PlayStation games are going to start becoming more of a PC thing too. So, you know, I get to play because I don't think it's on PC yet, but I really, really want to play the new Spider-Man game.
The Miles Morales one?
No, not the Miles Morales one. The actual Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not on there yet. So I'd love to see that come to PC. They've already got the first one, and they got the Miles Morales one on there. I think it'd be fun.
I think that would be cool too. That would be a lot of fun to play.
I know they're bringing like another, was it Until Dawn? I think they're bringing that to, because that was for the longest time just a PlayStation thing. Final Fantasy, the Final Fantasy Online is on Xbox.
14?
Yeah. Final Fantasy 14 is now on the Xbox consoles. You get the free, it's a free trial, but you get to play up to like level 70 or whatever the stipulations are. There is a little bit of a caveat to that, though. You have to have two subscriptions, one for the game and one for the play online, which is kind of stupid. A lot of people are kind of pissed off at Xbox about that.
Yeah, but I guarantee you they'll roll it all into one thing. They're going to make a good business move there, I guarantee it.
I'm still waiting to see World of Warcraft come to the Game Pass. A World of Warcraft subscription come to the Game Pass. That's what I'm holding my fingers, like crossing my fingers for. So...
Dude, I don't even think I'd be able to play it. It sucked my life last time I did. I can't do that again.
That's fair. All right, you guys have anything else to add?
Not I.
BA?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, it was a lot of fun collabing again and sitting here shooting the shit. That was a lot of fun. As always. Next week, we'll be back with another episode. We might have something to announce for our next streamer showcase that we get this ball rolling again. But first, BA, where can they find you? All one word.
All one thing.
You got to let me get to the punchline first. They can find me on Twitch, Browns Arcade. All one thing.
There it is. twitch.tv/BrownsArcade.
All one thing.
All one thing. The all one thing is not part of the name, by the way. Just so you guys know.
Hey.
Okay, Sergio, where can they find you?
TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, lives, me, other multiple platforms. Just, you know what? Whenever you go into a platform, just type in TMNT underscore STEARNZY and you'll probably find me.
Yep. And, well, for some reason, it's not popping up on OnlyFans. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Ah, shucks. No, that one's no underscore.
Okay.
One thing.
Oh yeah, there it is. Oh wow. Oh wow. Okay. Anyways, you guys can find me at twitch.tv/RaginBuckeye, RAGIN, and then Buckeye as it's spelled. A lot of fun we have on that channel. I think I've surpassed 330 followers. Which is pretty cool.
Hey, buddy. Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, until next time, everybody. I make sure I didn't forget anything like I did last time we came off a hiatus. Until next time, everybody, don't forget to spread the love and spread the peace, but do not spread the chicken grease.
Cowabunga, baby.
Bye.